This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. I've got chapters 40 and 41 of The Starseeds of Earth on this episode. Actually, we're going to have a ton of chapters next time around, and it's also going to be episode 650 next time. I used to celebrate those big round numbers with, you know, elaborate celebrations. I'm not going to do that this time, but I might celebrate a little bit. But first, we've got a couple chapters to get to from The Starseeds of Earth on this episode. First off, we'll be checking in with Aunt Anita and Billy Gentry, off on a little romantic tete-a-tete. And then we'll check in with Alibi Kit and Krish as they head to Egypt. They are in search of an actual starseed that Krish says he's tracked down. So, off into the sands of Egypt with Alibi Kit and Krish. And we'll find out what Aunt Anita and Billy Gentry are up to, too, as we get into chapters 40 and 41 of The Starseeds of Earth, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. A reminder, if you'd like to support the podcast, love to have your support as a patron. If you are already a patron, thank you for your support. And you can do that for $2 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month through Patreon. So if you go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio, you can find out more or sign up. Or just go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com and follow the link to Patreon. We'll check out Chapter 40 of The Starseeds of Earth next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Hi, I'm JC. My co-host Cindy and I host the Fix It Home Improvement Podcast. We cover projects that every homeowner should know and top-rated products for home and garden. And for fans of Mike, we keep you posted on new smart home systems and products like robot vacuums and robot lawnmowers that seemed like science fiction not too long ago. You can check it out on your favorite podcast app. It's Fix It, F-I-X-I-T, Home Improvement.
Now here's Chapter 40 of The Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Anita frowned. She was having trouble enjoying their late summer weekend getaway. You're thinking about him again, aren't you?
I can't help it, Bill. He's my son, even if he's not in name.
He smiled at her across the dinner table.
I miss him, she said. And I miss the hornet's nest. When can we go back? I need to put more work in on my arboretum.
Soon, Gentry said. I need Constantine to cool down a little first. He doesn't like me going there. And he's still angry over other shit.
Your pushback?
My pushback, Gentry said, disdain in his voice, as he called it.
You had to say something, Anita said. It's getting ridiculous. They're everywhere.
I know. He rolled his eyes. Sorry, didn't mean to get loud. It's just it's frustrating. I used to be able to talk to Constantine. For some reason, now that I'm one of his governors, he's listening to me less.
I blame the Greater Ta, Anita said. Well, sure, they're part of it, Gentry said. But Constantine is only as good as the people he surrounds himself with. I don't like the current bunch. When he first got into office, we could work with him. Unlike his predecessors? Anita said, arching her eyebrow as she posed the loaded question. One of them was impossible, Gentry said, playing along. Real queen bit. Don't go there or you're in the living room tonight, she said. B, Gentry finished. I was going to say real queen bee. What did you think? What do I think? I think you are a really bad lawyer, William Gentry, she said, and a giggle slipped out. She kind of hated he could get her giggling, and kind of loved it, too. He smiled. I hope not, he said. I need Constantine to believe me. Constantine still thinks I'm watching you for him. And you're not, right? Anita asked, checking in fun. Nope, all this idiocy is on me, Gentry said. Got a thing for powerful, intelligent women, turns out. And I like dangerous men, Anita said. We all have our weaknesses. I love you, Nita, Gentry said. I love you too, Bill. If Constantine ever heard me say that, he'd want me dead, Gentry said. Then let's be sure he doesn't, she said. She then looked around Gentry's luxury suite at the vacation villa, plush, well-appointed. It was fun stretching out and relaxing here by the ocean, far enough away from Depot's ports to be out from under the flight paths of the constant traffic. But she couldn't help but feel that some part of the peace and quiet was merely an illusion. There was an edge to the calm. I'd feel better back at the Hornet's Nest, Bill, she said. Safer. Okay, he said. I'll see about wrapping things up here. Talk up hitting the road for a trip through the depot reaches. Plant the seeds for leaving. Good, she said. A thought struck her. She put down her fork. I'll see you there, then. What? I'm going to head back tonight, she said. Chapter 41. After a few hours on the ground, Alibi, Kit, and Krish had all grown better acquainted with Egypt and its unforgiving mid-August climate. Alibi was also growing tired of squinting. The bright sun and its glare off the desert sands made him squint even behind the shaded lenses he wore. Much like Mars, there was sand everywhere. Even so, he could, in part, ignore the squinting and the sand, but there was no denying the heat. It is hellishly hot. Alibi wasn't used to temperatures like this. No one seemed to like them. The ruins were nearly abandoned at this time of day, as the afternoon sun beat down on the necropolis. Alibi was surprised he hadn't melted or dried up and turned to ashes as they climbed massive sets of stairs. He drank more water as they took a breather, and looked around them at the reminders of humankind's ancestry. The crumbling stones, buildings, steps and sculptures, the oldest roughly 4,000 years old. It wasn't just the sun. The human race is funny. Here we have these massive monuments, tributes to human ingenuity and engineering from our distant past. But we're so fascinated by alien races. We're racing out to see their ruins, explore their past, while our own stands abandoned, or at least neglected. Weird how there's no one out here, Alibi said.
We could not do this if there were people around, Krish pointed out.
True, their neglect is our good luck. Alibi walked ahead and found the hidden passage he was looking for. It was cut out from the stone stairs at an odd angle, playing a trick on the eye and obscuring the cutaway. Here we go, he said to himself. He turned back to Kit and Krish. Come on up, he said. It's inside, a hidden entranceway into one of the temples. Krish had brought along wands which he'd fitted with the tech that allowed them to scan for the bioenergy matrix signature of the ancient enemy. As he entered the hidden passage, Alibi's was lighting up. Something, or someone, is definitely here. Alibi followed the strengthening signal to an interior room of the complex. Long abandoned, the room had filled with sand piled against the walls, blown in through two small horizontal open windows set high above their heads. His wand pointed him towards a mound of sand, piled up against the right-hand wall. Must be in the sand. Alibi began to dig, throwing handfuls of sand off the pile as he tried to find the starseed. Kit entered the room.
It is under the dirt,
Kit asked. I think so, Alibi said. Kit walked up beside Alibi.
Hold on a moment, Alibi Jones,
Kit said.
We Darkor have a primitive digging ability, which will allow me to clear this pile much faster than you. Will you allow?
Alibi nodded. Sure.
You will want to get out of the way, Kit said. It can be a bit frenzied.
Oh, really? Alibi said.
Perhaps stand back in the corridor, Kit said.
He's not kidding. Krish arrived as Alibi retreated to the entryway. Alibi held him back. It's up ahead. Kit is going to dig it out. The cat-like Darkor appeared almost canine as he crouched and began flinging back clawfuls of sand. He shoveled dirt off the pile at an increasingly faster rate, a kind of fur buzzsaw, eventually revealing an ancient, human-scaled stone obelisk knocked over on its side on the stone floor. Alibi walked over, staring at the readings on his wand as Kit finished. All lit up. That seals it. Krish joined them. So, that's a starseed, he said. It is, Alibi said.
Looks like a rock. A long, square rock, Krish said.
Squared, but more a rectangle, really, Alibi said. Alibi shined his light bar on the object to give Krish a better look.
And it's been here, Krish asked, the whole time.
Yep,
and no one noticed it.
Probably because it looked like a rock, Alibi said.
Looks like one of those Egyptian grave thingies, Krish said.
Alibi remained silent, but shined his light bar around them to make his point.
Ah, yes, Krish said. This used to be Egypt, didn't it?
Used to, still is to the locals, Alibi said, laughing.
To think, people actually lived here, Kit said. It does not look inviting.
They call this place Luxor, Chris said. Used to be Thebes.
They lived over there, Alibi nodded with his head back towards the bridges they'd walked across. Over where the temples are. Karnak and Luxor. This was the necropolis, their city of the dead.
No wonder it's spooky here, Krish observed.
That may have been a good thing, Alibi said. For us, I mean. There are a lot of obelisks knocked down and lying on the ground around here. This one wouldn't have stood out. And in the city of the dead, no one would have disturbed it. At least not much.
How do you know this is your starseed? Krish asked.
Look at the readings, Alibi said. He held up his wand to show Krish the scan results.
Huh, Krish said. Well, it's either a starseed, or there are many members of the ancient enemy hiding in front of us in plain sight.
Yep. Alibi reached out to touch the rock. A flood of memories and knowledge flowed in, as something about the object triggered Alibi's latent mental abilities. He could see things. Smell the scents of the past, spices, death, decay, and he just knew.
Alibi? Krish said. Are you okay?
I just got a burst of knowledge, Alibi said, when I touched it.
Ah, like that time you held the piece of the Eldred ship in my office and saw their outpost, Krish said. Remote viewing.
No, this was different, Alibi said. Something like that, but more, like a whole download of stuff. He pointed to the stone. I know its history now.
This is a starseed.
He knelt down next to it. This thing got moved around a lot, Alibi said. Originally, they called it the Seed of Osiris. But some old pharaoh decided it wasn't grand enough for Osiris. Replaced it with a larger obelisk made of granite. They didn't know what they had, eh? Chris said. Well, Alibi said, in all fairness, it doesn't look like much. And by then, they had no idea Osiris had been real, at least not real like a human being. They had no clue he'd really existed, never mind that this had been important to him.
Osiris was real, Krish asked.
Alibi nodded. Turns out, he was one of the ancient enemy, Alibi said. It's a long story. Krish looked around them. Shadows were deepening. Sunset approached.
That's fine, Chris said. It's getting late anyway.
He studied the rock again.
What are we going to do with it? Chris asked. It is bigger than I thought.
Gonna steal it, Alibi said. You still have the pack I gave you? You brought the anti-grav lifters. I've got a small cloaking device. Can I have the pack?
Of course, Chris said.
He handed it to Alibi.
You're not worried. This is highly illegal, after all.
Now? This from him now? You're worrying about that now, Alibi said. You brought me here, Krish. What did you think I would do? I don't think we can hang out here and study it. Besides, illegal to who? Nico Constantine? His Greater Ta overlords? I don't answer to them.
Alibi, Krish started.
He paused. He shook his head.
I guess I didn't think about... I didn't know it would look like this. Removing cultural artifacts. I don't like it. It feels very wrong.
Alibi looked down at the starseed, then away, his vision taking in the stones around them. He looked over at Kit. What do you think, Kit? Alibi asked.
There is truth in what Krish has said, but...
Kit glanced down at the starseed.
This was never theirs, he said. It is not from their culture.
Alibi looked back at Krish, eye to eye. He's right, Alibi said. This belonged to the ancient enemy. Like you said, these Egyptians never knew what they had.
They certainly appropriated it, though, didn't they? Krish observed. This was foundational. They made their own obels whatevers and put them everywhere, didn't they?
Guess they recognized the power of the design, Alibi said. He squatted down next to the starseed, even when they'd lost track of the original one. Hey, where's that pack?
Oh, Chris said. Here.
He handed the bag over to Alibi. You knew I was coming here to do this, Chris, Alibi said, accepting the pack.
I guess it's just... It is a little different. Now that we're here, but okay.
Alibi took out the four anti-grav lifters and mounted two on each side of the starseed, near the front and back, while Krish watched.
Would be nice to have a little help here, but I'm not going to push it. Don't know if I've convinced him anyway.
Anti-grav lifters in place, Alibi lifted the starseed with remote controls on his wand. He brought it up to float waist high in front of them.
Good lifters, Krish said.
Not as heavy as it looks, Alibi said. Still. But yeah, Alibi said, good lifters. He smiled at the old scientist.
Don't try so hard to charm me, young man, Krish chastised him. I'm already with you. You and Kit made a good case. This isn't theirs.
Alibi started to answer, but Krish cut him off.
It isn't ours either.
It will be, Alibi said. Soon, anyway.
Only in our possession, Krish noted.
Alibi slouched the pack off his back and opened it to retrieve the cloaking device.
The Bender!
Krish exclaimed, as Alibi took the thing out of his pack. Bender? Alibi wasn't sure he'd heard him right.
A light bender, Krish explained. Another fine product of the project, I'll have you know.
Doesn't surprise me, Alibi said. I'm kind of surprised you're surprised. You okay?
Oh, no.
Why?
I got it from your cabin, Alibi said, after you told me about it. But then you called it a cloaking device.
Oh,
Chris said. He looked genuinely puzzled. Then he cleared.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten, Alibi. Senior moment,
He didn't look happy about it. That can't be good.
Don't look at me that way, Alibi, Krish protested. I'm fine. I just forgot. For a moment.
A senior moment. Yeah, I heard you, Alibi said. Why don't you have the med unit give you a checkup when we get back to the nest, huh?
Is that an order, Alibi?
Does it have to be?
No, Chris said.
He hung his head.
I'll do it.
Thanks. Alibi let the subject drop. He went back to work on the starseed, clamping the cloaking device, the bender, onto the top of the floating stone. Then he powered it up. The air around the starseed flowed and rippled as if heated, until only a shimmer was left. The stone was gone. The bender works pretty well, Alibi said.
Now you sound surprised, Chris said. Why?
I don't know, Alibi said. Maybe the name. Didn't sound like it would work.
It's built off my nullifier tech. Of course it works, Chris said, proud. Although, I didn't name this one, so no offense taken.
I'm so glad.
Was that sarcasm?
Don't take offense, Alibi said. He smiled. Let's go. Help me move this.
That was Chapter 41 of The Starseeds of Earth, and we heard Chapter 40 as well back there, on Glow in the Dark Radio. Alibi Jones actually seems to have discovered a starseed for himself. But now the question is, can he get away with it? Can he get off of Earth? Can he get back to the Hornet's Nest with his starseed? Never mind that Krish is all of a sudden asking questions. What? Well, we'll find out in episode 650. That's our next episode. And as I was saying at the top of this episode, there are a lot of very short chapters about to come. So there's something like 10 chapters on the way next time. It's going to be not a mega episode, but there's just a lot of scene changes with the chapters that are on the way. Again, if you'd like to support this podcast on Patreon, just go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio or go to glowinthedarkradio.com and look for the Patreon link. And you can support for $2, $5, or $10 a month. And again, many great thanks to those who are already patrons. That is all for this time. I'm your host, your writer, and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation, copyright 2022 by Michael F. Luoma, and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.